This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Segment. Some stations don't carry it. Bob Fletcher with us the rest of the hour. We are into hour number four on this live Wednesday, April 26th transmission that the enemies of freedom are doing everything they can to shut down. So in the 5 minutes we have in this segment, Bob, intriguing about global warming, what's happening in the solar system. That's where I want to go with you. Such a great mind. Is not the stuff you're known for, but all the other research you're doing. So please continue on what you believe is about to happen on Earth, why the globalists are so freaked out, why they're scrambling around trying to kill everybody. They believe some cataclysm is coming, don't they?
Well, there's the crazy problem about the Earth itself. The whole solar system, as in 2012, had moved. It's encapsulated, and some people, you can go right on Google for this and do some check up on some of what I'm about to say here. It's the entire solar system is encapsulated within a planetary, like a Milky Way, right, which is made up of a multitude of billion-year-old exploded planets, et cetera, et cetera. There's a Milky Way, all right. It's called the Oort cloud. It's O-R-R-T. And the entire solar system is encapsulated in the middle of this mess. And again, you can look it up. So far, you can still look that up. O-R-R-T, Oort cloud. And you will see there, they've had satellites that have gone way out past with telescopes, with the giant Hubble scopes that they sent out several years ago, that's kind of looking back over its shoulder and shooting what would have been photographic documentation related to the solar system itself. That's a heck of a picture, you know, long ways out, right? All that billions of years to even see stuff that already happened 10 billion years ago. We're just getting now in our view with the giant scopes and all of that. That's pretty amazing stuff. It's over everybody's head. But the Oort cloud has encapsulated the entire solar system. In 2012, I had a guy at NASA sent me, he just said, for what it was worth at that time, he said, you know, just, you don't know who sent this, but here it is. And the entire planetary, the Earth, and all of the planets since 2012 have been affected by location. That's it right there. And this location in a different point in space. And what has happened, and that's a perfect picture right there. And by the way, that long extended orbit that's shown there is actually Planet X or Nibiru, which periodically, only a few times, has come around and originally caused Noah's flood. That's how far back. And it's a gigantic circular, called Nibiru. You can look some stuff up on that.
Aren't you talking about the Kuiper Belt, too, here?
Yeah. Excuse me?
The Kuiper Belt, you know, it's not just Pluto out there. There's hundreds of objects.
Yeah, no, what's that long elongated drawing that you had up there? That actually is the Nibiru, which is a infrared planet. Let me put it this way. It's not a planet. It's actually a comet, if you will. But it's on that extraordinary long loop you see. That is the Nibiru, or Planet X, they call it, and I did a special report investigation on that also. That is what it comes around. It is 10 times the size of Earth, and and it has three or four moons, that what they refer to as
moons. All right, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Bob Fletcher, incredible. Phone call's coming up.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
We are on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So the establishment is scrambling around trying to hoard resources in underground bases like the world's about to end. And you got all their talking point people like AOC last Friday said, if Tucker Carlson will be removed from air, he's removed 2 days later. She's just a spokesperson. She said 3 years ago, the world will end by 2030. So did Beto O'Rourke. So did all these other people. So they don't mean the world literally ends. Our world as we know it. You've all seen the clips. Crew grab them and play them again. But when they say the world ends, they mean something a little different. And so we're joined by a great patriot, Bob Fletcher, here today, who was exposing this 30-plus years ago, and we really appreciate coming on. So you're finishing up with Planet X, Nibiru. Why the establishment's running around like chickens with their heads cut off. What do they think or know is coming?
Well, the problem is with the, for example, for starters, the simplistic, unbelievably hard to imagine situation. The solar system is now located in a different location in space. The entire solar system itself, by itself, has been reacting since 2012. And the Earth is heating up. It's the Earth in our solar system is the only planet that has a molten interior. The Earth itself is heating up from the inside out. That molten interior is reacting to being in our entire solar system in a totally different location in space. It has affected all of the planets. All of the other planets are having strange things going on. Some of them almost look like they're starting to create atmospheres. They're having just extraordinary reaction to all the planets. So it's not just the Earth. But the Earth is being heated up from the inside out. It's got nothing to do with too many cows passing gas or exhaust fumes, too many automobiles, and all that green crap. That's BS that people on Earth are making billions of dollars with all of this green crap, and it's got nothing to do with it. It's not going to affect anything. All of the ice caps, everything is heating up. They're melting from the inside out. It's got nothing to do with external. The tides, actually going back a few years ago now, I used to live in Miami for quite a while, and I have a son down there that runs a gigantic recording studio, one of the biggest in the United States. The high tides in Miami Beach a few years ago got to be where all of the regular high tides, because of the increased volume of water on the globe from the melting of all of the ice caps, both north and south, from the inside out. And by the way, it's not salt water. all those wonderful things. It's all fresh water. It's also is screwing up all the solidity in the oceans, et cetera, et cetera, and all of that. It's all being affected. We have 47 active volcanoes around the globe on a regular basis, including a handful of them that are under the ocean that are reacting. That's why we're having all this poor things like the whales and all these huge deaths of and with different sea creatures, et cetera, et cetera. It's totally being strangely altered by the melting of both the ice caps, north and south, from the inside out, heating up. It's got nothing to do with anything that anybody can stop.
And by the way, what you're saying is wild, because I made a film called Endgame in 2007, and I had Lord Rothschild's son on, the heir to the Rothschild fortune, and I said, why is the Earth supposedly heating up, but then the ice caps on Mars and some moons that have ice are melting, and they have video of this. And he said, well, you know, that's because the Earth's heating up. It's doing it. But no, the Earth doesn't heat up and then make things 50 million miles away melt. But the NASA reports, whether you believe it or not, they're saying that the sun and also the solar system, the radiation has changed because of where we're at. We go through these cycles that things are heating up. So they predicted all these heat up. It hasn't really quite happened yet. But what you're saying is these different waves and different energy sources cause a reactor in the middle of the middle of the planet. The planet itself heats up.
The entire planet is heating up from the inside out. And, you know, people can believe it or not.
That's
going to
mean volcanic eruptions will be seen increase. That's going to mean...
You realize, and well, here's what's happening. And it's happening right under our noses. And, you know, and everybody, you know, all the people that theoretically are the, let's say, the expert weather people. You know, that they got the PhDs in how the wind blows. Okay. But what's taking place, excuse me, is that it's a combination of things. The center of the Earth is heating up. We have, that's what's causing the changes in all three layers of our atmosphere. You go on the weather station, just go on a weather channel and watch it for a little while. Now, they do not know what's causing it. And again, they're still, where everybody's pulling this green stuff and you got to do this and got to do that. All that's going to do is make a few extra people a few billion dollars more by selling all of that green concept. It's not going to happen. It's not going to stop. The Earth is going to be... And I'm saying something that is terrifying, but this is a reality. The Earth is going to be uninhabitable in a very short period of time for humans. And that's unfortunately is a scientific reality. Now, prior to that period of time, which is not too far along, far from now, as a matter of fact, that's how crazy this is. And people are going to say I'm nuts or whatever. That's all fine. But everything that I have said and done for 30 years has been a reality. Not enough people knew about it. I started before we even had computers, for crying out loud. Long time ago when I got into all of this stuff. But the bottom line is the Earth will be uninhabitable by itself from the heating up from the inside out. And the oceans be rising on a regular basis, which they do. They've already risen.
Actually, Genesis says, and now that scientists have proven it, that most of the seas weren't there before. It was under the ground. And just a month ago, the Smithsonian said, we've confirmed there's underwater oceans bigger than the Pacific. And that's why I described the waters of the deep burst forth, and it made everything flood. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, it's a combination of things. There are increases in volcanic activity. The big deal, like I say, if you just go on the Weather Channel and watch what's going on, or you go on Google and places like that that have simplistic information, you'll find out that the drought problem in some areas, the tornadoes in areas, we had more tornadoes this year. We have tornadoes every day or two that destroy entire towns. It's trillions of dollars of stuff just done from the tornadoes. The tornadoes are happening because all three layers of our atmosphere are being screwed with because of the radiation coming out from the Earth itself.
And at the same time, the globalists are doing secret weather programs that you talked about 30 years ago that are now public. We got loaded phone lines for Bob Fletcher, loaded phone lines for him. One card, Max, Jane, John, Nathaniel, Bart, Greg, Daniel, Greg. We're going to your phone calls on the other side of this break. Bob Fletcher's our guest. He doesn't have a website, doesn't have a P.O. box, doesn't have anything. But we want him to get his DVDs back out, so we're going to get them, put them on Bandout Video, and create a P.O. box to support him. But what a great guy. So amazing to have one of the original patriots of the big wave before Alex Jones here, because that's what it's all about, is recognizing those. And then look, long after I'm gone, dead or in prison, all folks will be remembering the work I did, because it'll energize and enthuse and inspire others. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Left saying the world's ending in 7 years. People don't say, why are their spokespersons saying that? AOC said Tucker will be gone Friday. He was gone. It's talking points. They're getting ready for something big. I want to take phone calls for Bob Fletcher here today. Appreciate Bob being with us. Before I go to Jane and all these other callers, anything else you'd like to add to the viewers, Bob?
No, it's the truth is, I guess, it doesn't look good. And, just in general terms, and I have documentation that we'll get back and with yourself and we'll go over some of this other stuff. I'll get back with you guys. Everything that I'm saying, unfortunately, is, out of the horse's mouth, and a lot of stuff that you get information would appear that people know what they're talking about, etc. That's out of the back end of the horse as opposed to out of the horse's mouth. Everything I have, and unfortunately I've discovered, was delivered to me by these above top secret whistleblowers. We have weapons that are mind-boggling. In terms of actual just weapons.
Talk about some of those and we'll go to calls. Because I remember like 14 years ago, the San Francisco Chronicle interviewed and did an Air Force press conference. They admitted they have antimatter weapons. So they kind of leaked this stuff.
No, absolutely. We have, it's called the particle beam. We have it. Unfortunately, I'm afraid Red China may have it because they've got damn near everything we ever did. We've been in bed with them even unknowingly for so many years. If they don't have the particle beam, I would be amazed. I physically have not only everything on the particle beam in terms of what it does and how it does it. It's old Nikola Tesla stuff from his original ideas in the 1889, and he died in like 1921 when he finally passed away. But believe it or not, Tesla had laid out everything necessary to do the particle beam. Particle beam, in very brief terms, takes the atomic particles themselves, what we utilize in the atomic bomb with doing what we call a violent cracking or splitting of atoms. What the particle beam does, it pulls atoms apart. It doesn't cause an atomic explosion, but it takes, and this is mind-boggling, but we have it. I even have pictures of the generator live from Area 51 that generates, and this is not a typo, 500 million volts. And the delivery system is a weapon, a laser weapon that is in orbit with several of our own spacecraft in orbit on a regular basis, has the delivery system. So this 500 million volt generator, which I have actual pictures of it from Area 51, I mean live films inside the building, that generates the power, which is transmitted to a receiving weapon, a delivery system, which is a laser weapon, so to speak. And although it's different from a common laser, because it actually causes the twin towers, 1,450 feet tall, 550,000 tons each, to turn to dust before it hits the ground in 9 seconds.
Well, to break that down, I mean, a particle beam takes cyclotronic particles, accelerated, and then puts them into a laser beam.
Well, it's technically not considered to be a laser. It is a beam, so to speak. But what it does is it separates individual atoms. It pulls atoms apart. If you had a nuclear weapon that was about to be exploded or you were concerned about it, if you struck it 1 second with this particle beam, it would turn to dust and would just blow away into the wind. And for people that tried to figure it out and make a lot of stories about it, that is exactly what brought down the Twin Towers. They both came down 550,000 tons each, hardened mass steel, stainless steel, and all the rest of it, and they were turned to dust before they hit the ground.
And then the media makes jokes about space lasers, Max Planck and the entire atomic bomb.
All that stuff in relative. The particle beam, if you hit an atomic bomb with it, it would turn to dust before it ignited. If you hit the unit with a particle beam, it would just blow away. It would just look like a dust cloud, and that's all it is. It separates individual atoms, atomic structures, individual atoms of solid mass. We saw it with the Twin Towers. People never knew it. I even have a picture. I have all the information.
You're free to use any means necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations.
That's crazy, but
I'm saying it's literally a disintegration beam.
What I'm telling you is a reality. We have it, and I believe Red China probably has it too. It's a separate problem is, we're headed towards nuclear war.
Let's do this. I'm going to give all these callers time. We can take all these calls in 2 seconds, but let's spend the last 3 minutes to break on Ukraine. What's your view on that?
We don't even know if they're getting the weapons. There's been so much money sent over there, and the truth is, I don't know. I feel bad for it because it's just another, because Putin's a wacko. But then we match him one-on-one with Biden. You know, he's loose change, and Putin's completely into a, I don't give a damn, I might take out, I may launch nuclear into any place I want to because he's sick. He's got other problems that nobody knows about. He's isolated himself. Jerry, he sits when he has meetings with his own people back in the high level persons that he meets in the Soviet Union in Moscow. There's no more union anyhow. But in Moscow, he sits 55 feet away from people that he's talking to, his own commanders. He's got problems, physical, mental, psychological, emotional. He's a wreck. You know, and we got him over there. Let me tell everybody something that's actual figures. There are today in the globe, around the globe, 17,000 nuclear weapons. That's a number, a real number. And only 3 or 4 of them, if they're shot off in any place, Israel, in the Mid East, the Far East, any place, or if Russia does a couple of them someplace, first off, most all of them are 100 times bigger than Hiroshima's in their volume, and there are 17,000, and any 5 or 6 will set up a cloud that will turn the globe into a nuclear winter. We won't have sun for 100 years. That's been there, done that already with going back millions of years back with a huge meteor a comet or whatever it was that hit and caused that.
All right, incredible. Bob Fletcher's our guest, Alex Jones Show. Call straight ahead. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
AOC, Beto O'Rourke. The world ends in 2030. Why are they saying it?
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is... Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it?
To make sure that we make this transition in the 10 years that we have left to us, as the science and scientists tell us.
So that's them 3 years ago saying we're all dead. Bob Fletcher, let's go to the phone calls. Appreciate callers holding. Max in Wisconsin, you're on the air. You have a question for Bob Fletcher.
Hi, Mr. Fletcher, and hi, Mr. Jones. I wanted to ask Mr. Fletcher, in his experience, what some of the wildest technologies he thinks are real. He mentioned the death ray and Nibiru, but what's the most down the rabbit hole technologies you think are a reality in his opinion?
Well, basically, probably the most amazing is the particle beam, which we have, and we've utilized it actually, unfortunately, on the Twin Towers. By the way, I have footage that shows the actual dustification of the Twin Towers. These two towers, 1,500 feet high, 200 feet square, hardened cement, rebar, stainless steel, and what have you, constructed, by the way, so that a plane could not go into it. Those two planes that went into on 9/11 went into the side of the Twin Towers. They were constructed synthetic penetration weapons. They were made with depleted uranium, which is seven times denser than steel. They were not the airlines that had been hijacked. They had been replaced with in the air, and I have all of that on one of my exposés, showed everything how it's done, and even the live footage where you can see 17 stories or more. Actually, I show all of the building when it came down. The Twin Towers are turned to dust before they hit the ground. We ended up with 1.5 floors of what was 550,000 tons.
And dust all over the city, but let's expand on that. In Operation Northwoods, declassified in 2000, the CIA under L.L. Emminger, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Curtis LeMay, Joint Chiefs of Staff, admitted to planning to have CIA get on planes with one tail number, have it take off, and have another drone plane they would use to then crash and blame on the communists or on the Cubans. So that whole plan about switching planes out is historic.
Yeah, and that's a reality. And I did one entire report on it where I showed that whole thing and explained the depleted uranium, which, by the way, depleted uranium is what we use on our tank penetration missiles. They are not even necessary to have explosives, but they have if you're just using kinetic energy of something that will actually go through the side of 4 or 6 inches of steel tanks, go right through the side of it and not even slow down, as a matter of fact, and come out the backside. Those are made with depleted uranium, seven times the density of steel. And that's what we utilize. We have also a thing called rail guns, which are just no explosives in them. No explosives to launch them. They use magnetics, negative and positive electronics, to launch rails, what they're called rails. We have a rail gun ship that, as a matter of fact, the testing for the rail gun ship was done 1,000 feet from my house in Bayview, Idaho.
Sure, that's all on record. All right, Max, great question. Let's talk to Jane in Michigan. Jane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Can you guys hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, as soon as you came on, my phone started.
It's okay. Go ahead. We were glad you called. Go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. So I have a quick question, first about what you guys were just talking about with the weapons that we're currently using. And I'm curious if, testing these weapons and using them could be the cause of all the problems that we're having with our planet and throughout the solar system.
Is the nuclear testing into the atmosphere? That's a good question.
Well, the nuclear testing, the point, unfortunately, at this point in time, other than the fact that we have 17,000 nuclear weapons that are about 100 times the Hiroshima, that's We already lost it. We lost control of that. I mean, the good guys have it, bad guys have it, et cetera, et cetera. Testing is not a problem. The reality is how many of them, of finished actual products are out there. And again, unfortunately, the number is 17,000 atomic weapons, approximately 100 times that of the one that took out Japan, Hiroshima. And they're all over the damn place, and it's out of control. We have, see, a lot of our, the people who are our best friends around the globe, we've supplied them with 3, 4, 5, 8, 12, 16, you know, each, or a couple thousand, depending on what and who they are. I think we have something like 4,000 of these things. Russia, theoretically, and has 4,000 of them.
Sure, but absolutely, I mean, there's a lot of secret weapons. To her question, all these secret technology and testing, could that be hurting the environment? And I appreciate your call, Jane.
Yeah. No, it's the problem. The environment is what I mentioned earlier. Maybe she missed it. The Earth is heating up, and that's affecting all the winds, all everything's affecting droughts, it's affecting floods. We have, right now...
But to be clear, it's not carbon dioxide doing it. You're saying it's the Earth itself, and the magnetic field's moving, too.
Yeah. The problem is that all of the layers of the Earth, yeah, the atmospheric layers themselves, and that's what's causing, and not counting the fact that it also causes increase in volcanic activity. All right,
folks that don't know, I've seen PBS documentaries. They have like 2-mile-deep mines in South Africa. It was the world. It's like 150 degrees. I got to pump air conditioning into it. People don't know that just a few miles down, the Earth gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And you're saying that heat is coming out.
Yes, that's the problem. That's causing all of the changes. And if you go around the globe, yeah.
Well, let's jam in one more call. We got to get these callers. One Card Money from Hawaii. You're on the air with Bob Fletcher.
Yes, a slight change of topic here. His mention of a particle beam weapon and the World Trade Center collapse, I would only point out Soviet nuclear compliance officer Dmitry Kolesov has described under the SALT II treaty a carve-out for 140 kiloton and below yield of a nuclear device. And that causes what he describes, what Mr. Fletcher describes, as dustification, which you saw the towers collapse. It is transmitted along the most dense materials, which would have been the steel girders. Mr. Fletcher's premise of an airplane made of depleted uranium does not hold water. Depleted uranium is heavier than lead. The idea of a 767 that is constructed from lead doesn't fly. I have to take exception with him. In terms of climate change, some scientists, leading scientists, geophysicists, have posited that the Earth's core seems to be altering its spin. That the core...
No doubt the magnetic field's already moved. And I skipped the break. We get more time, so don't hang up, One Card. But I don't think what Bob says, the whole plane's about to DU. He's saying...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That, and I got news, and then in about 2 seconds after it passed through the out the backside, 220 feet of that building, came out the backside, punched through the backside, and I have film that shows there's not a scratch on it.
All right, let's take more calls. John in Nebraska, you're on the air with Bob Fletcher.
Oh, yeah, Bob. I first heard you on Dr. Stan Monteith, I think, Radio Liberty in the 90s.
Yes, God bless him. He passed away.
Yeah, and the last I'd heard of you, Bob, was on your Planet X, and you kind of focused on that plate, which I thought was interesting. You might want to touch on that a little bit. Couple other things. We brought up so many deals. There seems to be some pretty strong information that Barbara Pierce, that was the illegitimate daughter of Aleister Crowley, which adds a hint of satanic element to the Bush family.
Well, to answer part of that question, anyhow, so to speak, the Bush families are Satanist, period. And I don't know anything about the sex life of Barbara Bush or any of that kind of stuff or where that may have come from, but and that's the least of our concerns. The bottom line is, according to the original person that got me convinced with that was Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson was the head of the Los Angeles FBI for about 13 years. He was 15 years as an agent prior to being the head of it. When he retired, Ted Gunderson went full-time with Bob Fletcher distributing my DVDs and expanding on handling and distributing all of my DVDs that I had done at that time. And that's what he did until any... Amazingly, you know, God bless him, he died of natural causes, and there's a heck of a lot of, there are entire shiploads of people that have been taken out by the bad guys not by natural forces, that's for sure.
All right, John, anything else?
Judy Wood, fellas, was the doctor, the dustification.
All right, thank you. Nathaniel in Alabama, you're on the air. Nathaniel, you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
All right, your question is, are we past the point of return? Go ahead and talk right to your telephone.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Fletcher, I'm 23 and talking to my grandparents.
Yeah, your phone's really bad. Can you take it off speaker?
Yes, is that better?
Not much. Just try to talk right to your phone, okay?
Yes. So, yeah, do you think we're past the point of no return? I mean, living for 80-plus years, you see how the world has changed so much, and I'm sure it's scary. I just unfortunately don't have that experience being younger. So, what do you think?
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that very well.
Yeah, his phone's breaking up. He said, "Are we past the point of no return?"
Oh yeah, yes. Unfortunately, I would have to say we certainly are. We have multiple problems. We have a couple of screwballs in running America for, you know, at this point in time. More than we have a real problem with.
Who is the ruling? Everybody says, oh, it's this group or that group. It's a bunch of corrupt people that have the same eugenics, mad scientist view in my worldview. They're globalists. But who would you describe as the dominant force?
It's hard to say. They zeroed in on worked very criminally to get Biden in there for starters. Biden himself has sold us out to the Red Chinese. Period. That's obvious, and some of this is going to surface finally. You know, with all the business with multi millions of dollars. Into everybody that had the name Biden got a truckload of cash, and that will probably come out in with the new congressional inquiries that are taking place right now. Some of that's going to come out, but it's almost beside the point. I am afraid this is a two-sided doomsday thing, and I hate saying this, but it's a reality. We have the Earth, which is going to just continue to be deteriorating internally and, again, it's causing all of the weathers and all of that. Everything is directly from that. It's got nothing to do with if we stopped getting, you know, and went green. That's all baloney. There's just people making billions on that. That's a joke. That's got nothing to do with it. And nothing can change that. The Earth has run its time. And that includes our whole solar system for the most part, although, I don't know, there's people trying to getting to foreign planets, et cetera, Mars. We have spacecraft now that can fly at the speed of almost at light. We have them. We have been foreign alien entities are the ones that have they've been in bed with some people of our government. They tried Adolf Hitler, and fortunately, because he had a flying saucer that flew, he had some assistance from aliens. That all of the crop circles, all of those unbelievable crop circles, are creations of alien entities. Period. They are a regular communication, which includes that with certain persons at Area 51 and above top secret operations, they are sending those crop circles, and there's been like, God, I don't know, 14,000 of them at this point in time. I have videotapes that shows how they are created. And they're created with about a 36-inch diameter ball. It's like it looks like stainless steel to us. I don't know what it is. They are alien weapons, if you want to make it that reference as a weapon. It's not. It's actually a tool. They are alien. I have it on videotape.
All right, Bob, we got to get you back soon. You're an icon of liberty. We got 4 or 5 calls left, only 4 minutes left. Let's try to jam in Bart in Georgia. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Fox News and Budweiser are weapons against the people, like you've said before. First, I have one thing to say to you, Alex. I think you should start selling home brewing supplies and pair it with your Alexa Pure, put hot girls on the bottles. And to Mr. Fletcher, Fox News is really just a weapon against the American people, and I think in 6 months you won't be able to tell the difference between it and CNN. What do you think about that, sir?
Well, I that's the least of our concerns at this point, unfortunately. The bottom line is I have a very serious concern that within 7 months we may have a nuclear war. That's a concern of mine. And I won't get into why I'm saying that. I will have to get back and do that at under its own presentation, I guess. But there's a very spooky concern of mine that we're going to end up in a nuclear war.
Well, we got to get you back on soon. Go ahead. Bart's gone. Greg in California. Go ahead.
I noticed in one of your clips that you were affiliated with the militia of Montana. I think that was in the 90s when the militias were in the news quite a bit during the Clinton administration. I wonder if you had any status updates on how well organized that type of resistance would be right now.
Sure. Closing comment. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to Larry and Greg. We'll have to get back with Bob next time he's on. But a comment on the militia.
The militia, you know, people don't understand. I have the entire Senate inquiry. I have all of that that I'm going to try to make available through Alex, that you're seeing a little piece of right there. The militia was just a bunch of angry American patriots. That's what it was. We utilized the name militia because the militias were what founded the original, what constituted the strength and arms that separated us from the king when we became.
Sure, power to the people and saying our government's been taken over, it's got bad aims for us, and we are organizing at the grassroots to say no. Bob Fletcher, don't have a website. Go to P.O. Box. We're going to get you back on when you do have one. We love you. Amazing interview. And you've been vindicated, and you've really contributed so much to society with your open, free mind. I don't agree with 100% of what you say. I agree with about 95% of it, but you're a really great guy, and I appreciate you and all you've done for humanity.
Thank you. We'll get back, and we'll have some. I'll get with you, and we'll move forward with some things that you have never seen in your life that'll surprise you. And it's all.
I can't wait to have you back up in the next few weeks. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Bob Fletcher. Owen Schroyer takes over in 2 minutes. Infowars.com/show the War Room. Everybody, tune in and share the link. Thank you so much. Great job, everybody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.